You're listening to In a Lifetime here on lgradio.online. In this episode, we're in 1968, following Aretha's career. There would be three incredible albums released that year, and it was also the year she would perform for the very first time in the UK. Welcome to Aretha Franklin in a Lifetime. From Aretha's first album release of 1968, Lady Soul, that's the song that would win Aretha the Grammy for Best Female R&B Performance. And as is often the way with anyone's career, just because things are going well at work doesn't always mean things are going well at home. And around the time Aretha recorded this album, things were definitely not going well at home. Her marriage was breaking up, and when she turned up to the studio to record one day with a black eye, it was evident that things at home had reached crisis point, which makes the performance that Aretha put in at the studio even more incredible. There's an amazing array of types of songs on this album, which we're now going to enjoy. This one had been written and recorded by James Brown a couple of years previously, but with the Muscle Shoals guys and Aretha doing their own thing, it sounded very different.
That I
Money Won't Change You. Just before Aretha started to record this album, on top of the stresses of her tumultuous home life, she had been devastated by the death of her close friend Otis Redding at the end of 1967. He was a kind of musical kindred soul for Aretha, and vocally he's perhaps the closest equivalent male singer. The musicians and producer Jerry Wexler have spoken about how they felt her performances in the studio around this time were sung very much with Otis's voice and style in mind. Who knows, but listening now, more than half a century later, we do know that her vocals on these recordings stop us in our tracks.
People get ready, there's a train coming. Don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All we need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no ticket, we'll just thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
People get ready for the train to Jordan. It's picking up passengers from coast to coast. The doors and border, yes, I'll fall among his love and more.
Aretha singing Curtis Mayfield. Now there's some incredible ballad performances on this album, one of which would provide Aretha with another huge hit, which we will hear later. But now I'd love to share this one with you because, well, I don't think I've ever heard this on the radio. Aside from Aretha's performance, which is just incredible, there's something else about this track. Jerry Wexler had asked the Muscle Shoals guitarists to take a break because he wanted to invite to the studio a 22-year-old English kid whom he'd heard. The English kid would later say that recording in the studio with Aretha was the highlight of his musical career. So come on, any ideas? Who's this 22-year-old English kid? And the only clue I'm going to give you is that he originates from Surrey.
Mm-hmm.
Aretha joined on guitar by a 22-year-old Eric Clapton. All through this album, Aretha was joined by her regular backing vocalists, including her sisters, Carolyn and Irma Franklin, and Sissy Houston. But another backing voice was also added after producer Jerry Wexler had played the tapes to the singer-songwriter Ellie Greenwich. And as soon as she began listening to the tapes, she started singing along. She sounded so good that Jerry immediately got her in the studio and overdubbed her vocals to beef up the BVs even more. And they're all on this next track, along with a horn section led by the great King Curtis, and also including several members of the Count Basie Orchestra, as well as the great Bobby Womack on guitar.
Baby, baby, sweet baby. I'm
That one sold 500,000 copies in the first week of its release, taking Aretha to the top of the R&B singles charts yet again. We have time for one more today, and it's another of the many career-defining songs that Aretha has left us to enjoy. And I really don't need to say anything about this.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, so unkind, you're the key to my peace of mind, 'cause you make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman,
woman.
When my soul was in the lost and found,
incredible Aretha Franklin, concluding this episode of In a Lifetime with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online, where we've been looking at Aretha's 1968 album, Lady Soul. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, check the website out so you can see what else we have to offer for you. And you can also find out when the next episode of Aretha's Story will be on. And of course, you can listen to this show again via the Listen Again page. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.